It took many months and tens of thousands of volunteers to gather the data showing the current crop of COVID vaccines are safe and effective. But what if new vaccines are needed to deal with dangerous variants of the coronavirus? Waiting months is not an attractive option, so researchers are trying to come up with tests that can be performed using a blood sample that will determine not only whether a vaccine will work, but for how long. NPR's Joe Palca has more on the search for these so-called correlates of protection.
Researchers at the University of Oxford are conducting a study that at first blush may seem somewhat odd. They are deliberately exposing healthy young volunteers to the coronavirus, volunteers who have already had COVID-19 once. Helen McShane is the chief investigator for the project.
The reason we're doing the study is that we expect to see some level of protection against reinfection. The key question is how much and what kind of immune response correlates with that protection.
Here's the logic. When you get infected with a virus, your immune system produces antibodies that target the virus and fight it off. If you recover from the viral infection, then the antibodies did their job. What McShane and her colleagues want to learn is what level of antibodies, something known as the antibody titer, what level of antibodies is enough to provide protection against future infection.
It may be not possible to reinfect people with an antibody level above a certain amount.
Measuring antibody levels is done with a blood test, and answering that question should be a significant help in coping with the COVID pandemic.
Because we can then use that level, that cutoff, if you like, to say, okay, anyone who has that level of antibodies, either induced by natural infection or by vaccination, is protected.
Knowing that cutoff level, that cutoff titer, will be particularly useful for figuring out how long the protection afforded by a vaccine will last.
Because we can say, hey, 18 months after you were vaccinated, you still have antibody titers that are within that range of protection.
Chris Houchens is with the U.S. government's Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. Houchens says the antibody cutoff becomes what's called a correlate of protection. In this case, the levels of antibodies in the blood that will indicate whether a new vaccine will work without having to test it in tens of thousands of volunteers.
We're going to want to be able to use the correlates of protection to conduct smaller studies that are going to involve the enrollment of hundreds of patients rather than tens of thousands of patients.
Houchens is involved in another effort to get at the antibody level needed to achieve protection. Researchers are comparing antibody levels in people who got the Moderna vaccine but still got COVID with levels in people who got the vaccine but didn't get sick. That's another way to find the level of antibodies needed for protection. Unfortunately, Houchens says that approach is taking a while.
Because the Moderna vaccine is so very effective, it's taken a very long time to collect enough samples from the vaccinated individuals who became infected.
Houchens says they now have enough of these so-called breakthrough infections. Peter Gilbert from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center is leading the data analysis team. He says he and his colleagues are loading the results into a database.
And we'll be able to basically push the button, or actually Moderna will push the button as a partnership, and that'll produce statistical reports containing the correlates results.
The correlates will show whether there is a specific antibody level that will let you say with confidence a new vaccine will work without testing it in tens of thousands of people.
Everyone in the field is waiting for those results to give more confidence in being able to approve other vaccines more quickly and more reliably. So we're getting close. I think we're almost there, actually.
For vaccine developers, that day can't come soon enough. Joe Palca, NPR News.